If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard yet another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, that includes iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, a busy Tuesday into a Wednesday. Tyler Levine almost subbed today. If I could have gotten a plane to Des Moines, Chicago, Chicago to Charlotte, he'd be flying solo or with his own set of guests. But Tyler's going to hang in for the full hour today. We got a lot to get to. And is it me or is like Snoop Dogg everywhere? What is it? I mean, now he's involved with the Olympics. Where was he at? He was at the college basketball Final Four. Recently, I think he was at a golf event. What's next? Shows up at NFL training camp. Snoop Dogg's everywhere. I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe the youngins like Tyler and Dom can set me straight on this. But seriously, Snoop Dogg's everywhere. Now he's going to be carrying the torch or something at the Olympics. Unbelievable. Away we go. Busy night. Obviously, interleague baseball gets a little juice when the Yankees and Mets play, but it's not the same. It isn't, right? So let's not get too wound up. But hey, native New Yorker Tyler Levine will have a take on that. And, you know, wither the U.S. men's Olympic basketball team. South Sudan took them to the wire as, what, 46-point underdogs. And now you got Germany who gave them a little salty effort. I could see that. So what's going on there? The women's team, I think, is going to be lock, stock, and barrel. An easy path, really, to Olympic gold. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So, you know, listen, opening ceremonies Friday night. I love it. Do I stay with it? Beginning to end, not a chance, but it's always good to see that torch enter the Olympic Stadium and then launching the Olympic Games, which I think are going to be highlighted by so many things. And the U.S. should, I think, far and away have a very, very fruitful Olympics in Paris. So we look forward to that. And Paris, look, I haven't been. I only know people have. They say it's unbelievable, city for lovers. But anyways, we're going to love the competition for the fortnight plus in Paris, France. So we look forward to that. All right, Tyler Levine will be ready to rock and roll. Looking forward to it. Dom Jimenez as well. Dominic Jimenez. He's going to join us as well throughout the afternoon here for the next hour here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Sports Overnight.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Sports. Want to give you a few programming notes. Zaid Hussein, our Chicago guy, is going to weigh in on Thursday. Friday, we're going to go roundtable. We are going to have a football Friday. We are absolutely having a football Friday this week. Everybody who appears on the show, it'll be football. We'll do college. We'll do pro. And we'll even throw in some soccer because over in Europe, they call it football. So it's going to be a great Friday show, and we will continue the football coverage into the weekends. And I'm telling you, weekends here with us here at Sports Byline are going to be action-packed. We are not going to miss a trick this year, college or pro. Let's get him in here, Tyler Levine. Tyler, how are you today? What's going on?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, football can't start soon enough, huh? It's right around the corner. You get into it? I remember you describing your day. It starts with EPL, and then it goes college football right through, what, till midnight Eastern? My Lord.
Yeah, baby, we stay locked in all day.
Unbelievable. All right, let's we'll come back to that in a little bit. I want to do a little Mets Yankees here at the start. Real quick though, you know, it was back what 24 years ago, Subway Series. I remember being there. Yankees Mets, it was just unbelievable. Shea Stadium was, you know, still around. Bernie Williams scores the winning run. I remember being there. Tim McClellan, the ump, working the plate, his wife Sandy among a group of us. I mean, we had a blast in New York City. The energy of the Subway Series was off the charts. Man, how the mighty have fallen. I mean, Mets-Yankees, you know, starts tonight at Yankee Stadium, and it's a big yawner. I mean, it really is. The Mets are average, can't score a run to save their life, and the Yankees are all over the map. You're a New Yorker. Give me your take. Yankees-Mets. I mean, you might not even tune in tonight. Let me ask.
No, there's probably a 0% chance that I watch that game, to be honest. I'd rather scroll through Twitter and see what's going on in the world of soccer. I'd rather watch NFL training camp videos from ESPN. It's pointless. I mean, the Mets are the Mets. They're, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, pathetic. The Yankees are in the same boat. It's like they're competing for who could be the biggest loser nowadays. Obviously, it's a very different situation. Like, you know, the Yankees on paper are a great squad. They have a half decent record. But we've spoke about this a million times. It's just, it's the same story. It's deja vu over and over again. And until we do something about our front office, until we do something about our coach, I just don't see us going anywhere. And you know, I'll probably be tuned out of the Yankees until playoffs start, if they make it there, and then, you know, I'll get reinvolved. Which is kind of a cop-out, and a lot of people might have some negative things to say about that. But, oh, well, I don't care. It's just, how can I get invested into a team that I just don't believe can win anything? How can I get invested into a team that's managed the way that they're managed, that's coached the way that they're coached? It's just it's a dumpster fire from start to finish.
I mean, when you look at both teams' payrolls, this is what I struggle with. I mean, you know, back in the day, even Steinbrenner admitted he played checkbook baseball, but even that doesn't work. And that's a direct reflection on the general managers and the people drafting, signing free agents, making trades. As much as Boone is accountable on the field day to day, how has Cashman continued? I mean, it's like he must have pictures of Hal Steinbrenner. I have no clue. Because yeah. I'm telling you, there's not a general manager in the sport. I mean, the Red Sox fired Dombrowski, and he won a world championship in 2018. I mean, it just blows my mind. Why are they so married to Brian Cashman?
I have no idea. I mean, to be honest, I'm more for, if I had to choose between, you know, keeping Boone or Cashman, I'd rather keep Boone if I'm being straightforward, because I've said this a million times about many different organizations. A fish rots at the head. And it doesn't matter how much cash you have and how much you throw of it at people, if the mentality of the ball club is not from top to bottom unified and everyone believes in each other, it's very, very difficult to win. And you see this very often in sports where a change gets made at the top and everything seems to fall into line and success is right around the corner. So I don't know what we're still doing to this guy. Thanks for all you've done. He's just a hack. And I'm sick and tired of seeing him in the front office.
Yeah, it's very, very peculiar. And then just one little thing on the Mets. Steve Cohen, obviously, has been a Wall Street maven. The series Billions is not even loosely patterned after his life, and how he's done. He's had major sanctions from the Securities Exchange Commission. But Major League Baseball, if you got a big enough checkbook, right, Major League Baseball will even overlook your transgressions. I mean, if you think about it, Tyler, I mean, Steve Cohen, a lot of owners would not have gotten approved given what he had done, his malfeasance on Wall Street. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, he certainly has his past, but money talks, man. And the Mets were, especially after what they went through with Madoff, ultimately needed someone to come in with pockets, similar to Cohen's to ultimately accomplish anything. Otherwise, they would have been, an even more dying franchise than they already are. He's ultimately their saving grace. It hasn't went to plan thus far. But again, we just spoke about it. Dollars don't mean everything. It certainly can help expedite your success, and make that happen faster. But it's not everything, and it never will be. You look at a lot of these teams in, whatever sport you want to talk about, there's always a couple of them that don't have the deepest pockets. They are not always making the biggest offers. They're not always signing the biggest contracts, but they find a way to win. And it's because the organization as a whole has an aura of success and it's run well from top to bottom. I look at, a team like the Celtics right now. Obviously, they have a star-studded roster. Tatum and Brown are certainly on big deals and everything, but they're an organization that I look to that just has this aura of success.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And, and the Celtics, what do they go out and do? They win the championship, and Wick Grousbeck, the owner, says, hey, I'm not in this for the long term. We've come this far. We hung up banner number 18. We're going to explore options to sell the team and probably keep it in-house with Steve Pagliarulo. But we'll ultimately see. And you're right. The fish does rot from the head down, and, management ownership has to be accountable. But I am stunned. I'm serious. The Yankees-Mets is just like, I'm sure right in the heart of New York and in the five boroughs, people get a little jacked up. Excuse me. Even there. So you don't think it has much juice at all, huh?
No, listen, there's always going to be juice when there's two New York teams going up against each other, just because it gives us something to live for. But it's just not what it used to be. And I hate to sound like nostalgic, but I'm 27. So like even thinking back to my childhood, it's not what it used to be. And I think that was, in a time where the Mets were really struggling and, they weren't in a good place, but it's still better than what I don't get excited for this at all. Like I'm not going to be watching this game. I'd rather do laundry and cook dinner and just check my phone. It's just that I have no interest at all in either of these two ball clubs right now. And it's sad. I wish that I got fired up to watch the Yankees like I used to. I just ultimately, if I can't believe that this team is going to win a World Series, it's tough for me to buy in, at any point of the season, just because I'm not happy with how things are from the top down. The roster, yeah, I love the players, though. You know what I mean? Like, I do genuinely think that we have a great roster. I love Judge, Garrett Cole, Stanton, you name it. I'm a huge fan of Soto. It's great to see him and Judge on the same team, but it's just like, every time I see Aaron Boone's face, or that, you know, they'll put a shot up of Cashman, I'm like, God, why are these guys still here? Come on, what are we doing?
I know. And if George Steinbrenner were alive today, trust me, both would have been long gone a long time ago. Interesting, among the two city baseballs, the cities with two baseball teams, ironically, the Yankees and Mets are probably the leader. And there's only three, but Yankees, Mets, okay, we think it's blasé. Look how bad Chicago is. Northside Cubs are mediocre, and the White Sox are arguably are one of the worst teams in baseball. And then Los Angeles, yeah, the Dodgers are good, but they've kind of been banged up this year with a lot of injuries. And the Los Angeles Angels are a non-starter. I mean, they're just they're a cellar dweller too. So it's really, really interesting to keep an eye on those two franchise cities. Very interesting. But right now, as bad as New York may be, out of the three, they're the best. All right, you stick right there. We're going to do it. USA men's basketball team, we'll get into that. The golf is still very much on the radar screen as we leave the Open Championship. All four majors in the book. Schauffele's got two of them. And he's now got Olympic gold on his radar screen. We will do that when we come back. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine here. It is Sports Overnight America, heard on great radio stations like WGCH in Greenwich and Westchester in Fairfield County, New York, here on Sports Byline. We're coming right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports here, rolling on here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Don't forget, Jeff and Jen Rich, one of my favorite shows here on the network. I love them. I do. Last night, gut-splitting laughter. Oh, man, that show is good. is so funny. I mean, they sit there in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's husband and wife, and it's just, it is just awesome. It just is. I don't know. You got to check this show out, Tyler. If you can't sleep like me, and you got a million, you got the chipmunks running around in my head, I get up, I turn on, put on the headset or put the earbuds in, listen to Sports Overnight America. They alternate hours with us, and I'm just telling you, it is flat out hysterical at times. It, you know, a lot. I give Jeff Rich a lot of credit. You know, he goes on a baseball road trip. He brings his wife. She's a Chicagoland gal. He's a Cleveland guy. And they get along for, you know, at least a couple of 24 hours, and then all hell breaks loose. It's awesome. I'm telling you. Away we go. All right, Tyler. Hey, by the way, just back up where I opened the show. What is it with Snoop Dogg? Is something going on here? He's everywhere.
He's the man.
Why? I mean, we saw him in Houston one year at the Super Bowl when the Patriots played Carolina. He was in our hotel, and I could have cared less. Everyone was going nuts. What do you mean he's the man? The guy, I can't even name a song. Snoop Dogg, what?
For me, honestly, when he does the voiceovers on Animal Planet clips, it sends me for an absolute loop. And he's just cool, man. He's relaxed, good vibes, and they want to put him out there. I mean, he's a huge, you know, just calling it for what it is. Like, the real reason, ultimately, is because he is, a marketing genius, and you know, he blows anything up that he's around. So that's the real reason.
Hold on a minute. The only thing I know him from, seriously, in terms of marketing, is the beer commercial. Sitting on the beach, right? Do I have the right guy?
I think so. I can't even keep track. I mean, like you said, this guy's on absolutely everything.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he doing at the Olympics? He's at the Olympics and is carrying the torch or doing something.
It's so funny.
But he would test positive for weed right now.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, 100%.
He would test
testing positive for oxygen or water.
Right, exactly. I mean, he would test positive for weed. So, I mean, he should not be allowed to do that. And I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. I'm absolutely saying it tongue-in-cheek. But seriously, what is it? And what demographic? How old is that guy? He is everywhere right now. Everywhere. Sports, entertainment, Snoop Dogg, you can't escape him.
I think he's just universally loved, man. Like, I don't know one person that has something, like, bad to say. You know, a lot of people might not know him. But, like, no one has something bad to say about him. And in today's day and age, especially with, the snowflakes all over the world, that's a shock. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. All right. Speaking of the Olympics, I don't know. Are you amped up for this men's team? I mean, South Sudan, holy smokes. You know, a kid from Iowa, Peter Jock, there was another kid who played at Iowa State, was on that South Sudanese team. They damn near pulled it off. And now they escaped Germany. Now these games are, you know, obviously friendlies. They're getting ready for a little tune-ups for the Olympics. How much juice do you want to put behind this U.S. men's team?
That, you know, I was thinking about this on my drive home because I knew that we were going to talk about it. And I don't know how much weight, I can really put on these pre-Olympic trials. Like, are they kind of just coasting and just, you know, getting their reps in and using it as a warm-up? But, like, on the other side of it, you know, these are professional competitors. Like, no matter what, you could throw them, you know, in a local park and they're going to want to win and, you know, certainly not want to lose. And ultimately, they got the result done. They won both games. But, like, you have to think that these guys, especially with, you know, the ball that they're using and everything, would be wanting to use this as a legitimate time to actually get better, get used to the ball and everything. And just looking at the stat line, I mean, obviously, you can already tell this is going to be LeBron's team. It's going to be LeBron's Olympics. If they're going to win gold, he's going to put them on their backs and carry them there. And obviously Embiid as well is someone that's going to play a huge role in that. But I'm very confused. Like, I just watching Jason Tatum play, just the strict eyeball tests, he just doesn't look comfortable. I mean, 2-for-6 shooting. Same with Devin Booker. Devin Booker had 3 points yesterday, which came on an and-one fluke basket that ended up going in. 1-for-6 shooting, 0-for-2 from three, made his one free throw that he had. And even, I mean, Steph Curry, 1-for-7 from three, like, I don't want to put as much weight on it and saying that, like, this team isn't going to win the gold, because I think that, you know, they should, and if they don't, it's obviously a huge disappointment. But, like, you can't tell me Steph Curry's not trying to make those 7 threes that he took. and he only is hitting one of them. And you can't tell me Jason Tatum's not trying to make all the shots that he's taking. You can't tell me that they're trying to turn the ball over, because they're not, but they are when they're ultimately playing in the game. And it's just, they don't look cohesive. They don't look like it looks like a group of guys that got thrown together 2 weeks ago, and, you know, they're just not on the same page.
No, Tyler, I think that's a great point. As much as you can take all the great talent in the world, great teams, the great Celtic teams, the great Laker teams, the great Bulls teams, they had role players. But when you put everybody's a superstar, and just because they are, and you throw them on the same court, you know, 90 by 40 or whatever it is, it doesn't mean that they're going to that it's going to be great. And that's why I think some of these teams like Spain and Germany and France and some of these other teams, they have national teams put together with role players. And that's why, you know, everyone flipped out about Jaylen Brown, but, you know, maybe Derek White is that role player who is going to man up defensively. He can shoot threes. He can shut down your best shooter. You know, so maybe there's more to this than just taking the best flesh and throwing it out there on the court and expecting them to win in rollicking fashion every single level of the Olympic run. Right?
Yeah, I mean, seriously. 100%. And I mean, this is, it's not like it used to be with the Olympics and basketball. Like, there's, you know, I believe I saw 67 other NBA players that the U.S. will be coming up against in these Olympics. Like, they're not coming up against, you know, some Joe Schmoes. Like, they're playing good players. And, you know, calling it for what it is, when teams come up against the United States in basketball, it's the biggest game of their lives. You know, everyone can get up for the U.S. to play against the USA. But the real question is, going into these Olympics, is, are we going to be able to get up for every single game that we play? Because it only takes one, especially, you know, in the knockout rounds. I'm honestly not familiar with exactly how, you know, it's structured, if there's, you know, groups or whatever. But anything can happen in one game. And when those knockout games come up, you know, you can bet, and you can bet everything that you have, that the team that's coming up against the USA is going to have all of the motivation that they need. And a lot of these teams, like we were just talking about, they are structured like a regular basketball team, where there's a couple guys that are standouts, and there's a lot of people who know their role. And I look at this roster, and the difficult thing for me to, you know, to predict and really comprehend is, you know, who of these guys that I'm reading this, you know, Steph Curry, Jrue Holiday, Devin Booker, I can read down the whole roster, who's going to buy into the idea that this is not a one-on-one tournament, this isn't King of the Court? Like, you have to play team basketball here if you want to win. This is the highest level. You aren't playing against random college kids. You know, you're going up against other pros. So I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen here. I think, obviously, you know, if I'm putting money on anything, it's USA to win gold, of course. But I'm not going to feel 100% confident in that. Like, I don't think it's a lock. Like, I think the women's U.S. will be a lock.
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to go next. But I think the men's, and you make a great point. Look, that's a skin any country wants to put on their mantle. There's no doubt about that. They're going out there for blood. I'm telling you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to go over the top here, but there is going to be some level of physicality in some of these games, and you wait and see. There's going to be elbows thrown. We've already seen a glimpse of it. It's going to get physical, and I'm telling you, it's a different style of basketball, and you hit a very salient point. I don't think Curry likes it. I know Tatum doesn't like it. That brand of basketball doesn't sit well with our guys. Now, they see it as, you know, if you notice, the NBA playoffs, the deeper you got, the more the officials were eating whistles. I mean, the Celtics-Dallas thing almost looked like muggings. I mean, serious.
Yeah.
So, and what you see at the Olympic level in the international basketball is very, very physical. So that's going to be interesting. All right, switching gears. Is there any juice for the women here? I mean, you know, again, I'm jaded because of the Clark snub, and I got to get over that because nobody cares. It's over and done with. She's not going unless there's a late scratch or an injury, and they call her out of the bullpen. Don't expect that to happen. For a while, I did. How about the women's team? Do we get excited about that or no?
I mean, I'll give an answer that people might not be happy with, but no. Like, I won't watch a game personally. That doesn't mean I don't want them to win. You know, of course I want them to win. It's, you know, a national team of the United States, but, you know, I want to, if Caitlin Clark's there, I'm telling you, I'm watching it. And I'm not from Iowa. I know, you know, people have their say about you being a homer and everything. I don't think that's it. I think it's just strictly from an entertainment standpoint. She's the one player that I find more entertaining than anyone. I think that's pretty much universally agreed outside of people who might've been watching the WNBA for 20 years and, you know, have some sort of animosity towards her like these older players do. But no, I'm not going to be watching it. I'd rather, you know, there's so many other things that will be on. There's a million other sports going on at the Olympics. It's just not intriguing for me. And it's honestly just, it's disgusting that they left her off the roster in my eyes. And, you know, it makes no sense.
I see that. And you know what it did for me, though? There was a really inherent benefit to her getting a slight, because I said, okay, and I picked Dom's brain. I started going through the whole roster. And I'll be honest with you, Tyler, Clark would fit. But if you look at the players that team has, there is some real talent there. There is. Now, look, no, there really is. There really is. Now, Clark's exciting. She's new. You know, it's a newfangled approach. You know, she hits logo threes. You know, she's America's darling. She's from the heartland. You see her on TV. I'm not knocking her, but all I'm saying is they did a disservice to the other gals, and that's why there's so much blowback. That's why she's getting the wrath, and it's not her fault. But at the same time, America builds them up, and then we tear them down. Great job. We'll come back. We got one final long segment to go. Tyler Levine in tow, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. I'm Marty Terrero. This is Sports Overnight America. We're coming right back.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcasts. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out, InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Talking to the world of sports, a whole lot more here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. Take you right up until the top of the hour throughout the late night and early morning hours here on Overnight. We're coming off the Open Championship. Schauffele, two majors, player of the year, you name it, tour championship, FedEx Cup. I mean, all these things are on the horizon. But, you know, speaking of a little bit of saltiness, I mean, his media quotes, yeah, he's excited about the year he had, the two majors, but he likes the feeling of a gold medal being wrapped around his shoulders at the Olympic golf. Will there be is he carrying the torch, so to speak? I think he is for the United States team, and I think Rory's going to show up there. We're going to see some action there golf-wise at these Summer Olympics in Paris. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, this might be what I'm most excited for, to be honest. I mean, there was a 112-year gap between 1904 and 2016 when Justin Rose took home the gold in 2016. Xander won it in 2020, and obviously he's going to be one of the favorites here. He's sitting at plus 600 right behind Scottie Scheffler at a plus 330 to take home the gold. But, man, this field is stacked. We got Rory, Morikawa, Åberg, Rahm, Neiman, Hovland, Fleetwood, Matsuyama, Fitzpatrick, Tom Kim, Abraham Anser is a nifty little player out of Mexico, Wyndham Clark. So, I mean, these are A-level players. These are no scrubs, and this is going to be very intense, and this is something where, I mean, anyone can take this home. One thing I'm really curious to see, I mean, historically speaking, when you think about in terms of the Ryder Cup, U.S. players don't play too well overseas.
Terrible.
So I'm very intrigued to see if that has anything to do with what we'll see unfold here. I think that based on just how they're playing currently, and especially in the big moments this year, you got to think that Scottie's probably the guy who you'd have to guess if you're putting money on it to carry the U.S. But Xander cannot be far behind. I mean, two majors this year. He played the round of his life in the most insane conditions at Sunday at Royal Troon and took home the Open. But I'm really intrigued to see someone like an Åberg who absolutely smashes the ball, plays overseas, long shot odds of someone like Tom Kim, who will certainly be excited to be here. Matsuyama, he's won at the biggest level. He has a Masters. He has the green jacket. Even someone like Hovland, who, won the tour championship and shot, I believe it was a 28 on the back nine. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, this field is just loaded up, and this is certainly probably, I would have to say, is what I'm most excited for to watch, especially because it's something it's still new. You know, we've seen it twice in the last 112 years, Olympic golf. And I remember watching Xander win and how much it meant to him and how cool it was to see that happen. And it's just for the golf stands that are out there, it still has that, fresh smell to it where it still really gets us excited. At least for me.
I think that's a great point, and I want to back up to what you said, and it was spot on, just about our players playing overseas. Twice I've been over there. They got humiliated in 97 at Valderrama on the southern coast, the Costa del Sol in Spain at Valderrama, clobbered at Belfry when 9/11 got in the way of 2001. They moved to an even year Ryder Cup in 2002. And that was a disaster at the Belfry in Northern England. It just doesn't matter. Our players over there are spooked. Schauffele and a few others, and I mean a few others, perform well over there. But for the most part, our guys get spooked over there. That's a great point. And I think that could reflect in the Olympics. I really do. I think there's some carryover there. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, and, just looking back, I mean, the course that they're playing at, Le Golf National in, I'm going to butcher this, Guyancourt, this is, the Ryder Cup was hosted here in 2018. Fleetwood won all four matches. I literally just pulled this up and I was looking at it, and that's something that is, especially with a sport like golf, where True. Feel is everything and confidence is everything and, knowing your way around the course. And, of course, these guys will be uber prepared for this, but you see it so often. There are certain guys who play really well at certain places, and it doesn't matter what the conditions are. They show up. It doesn't matter how they're playing leading up to that event. They show up and they play really well. And seeing someone like Fleetwood, who did really well here, that's certainly something to keep an eye on. You know, Rory as well. Obviously, he's going to be super confident. But you know, Fleetwood might make a run here, and he's a sneaky guy. He's a very good iron player, and he's a joy to watch. I personally love watching him tee it up. So this should be interesting, especially being that there's a little bit of history here. You know, with not so many guys, you know, that are on the U.S. side. Obviously, a lot of them, you know, these guys are super young and you know, really on the come up. But there are a lot of these European players who have played this course at the highest level against, you know, the best players in the world. So I'm super interested to see how this all pans out.
I've got a negative angle, not trying to be negative, but I got a very, very dour look at the U.S. team. Scheffler looks spent. If you looked at Scheffler over at Royal Troon, he looks spent. He looks tired. It's just been a grueling year for him. With all the histrionics, he looks wiped out. I don't expect him to be much of a factor. And Schauffele is going to bounce off that performance. You know how that is. He put up a 65. He's coming off an emotional high. It is a absolute perfect storm for a letdown. I could see Schauffele going the other way. Not where he's going to blow up and embarrass himself or the country, but I think it's going to be very, very hard for him to sustain the meteoric heights that he's attained this year with two majors, all the media attention. I don't know how he can't let down. Try to give me a scenario where he doesn't. You want to go with the hot stick, the putters, the blades on fire type of scenario. I'll listen, but I also am a strong, strong believer in players, golfers bounce. Individual tennis players bounce. They just do.
Yeah.
Am I cuckoo here or what?
No, I think that that's 100% something that could happen. It's very, very difficult to, you know, win big events back to back. You rarely see it. I mean, if you just look at the list of people who have won, you know, two majors or more in a year, you know, there's not many of them. You know, and the only player who's, you know, I believe done it multiple times over is Tiger Woods. And you know, you have to think of this. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is pretty much the fifth major of this year. It will feel like a major. Everything's on the line. You're playing for your country. You know, that's a whole different weight on your shoulders. I completely agree with what you said about Scotty. You know, six wins this year, you know, he's won a major, had a kid, got arrested. Like, he's tired, man. And, you know, who could blame him? You know, the world is riding on his shoulders, all the pressure in the world. And I completely agree. I mean, when I watch him shank a drive like I would, you know, I was said to myself, oof, this guy needs a break. And I think that if he could rewind today and look back and say, do I want to go and represent the U.S. at the Olympics, he might change his mind. Who knows? I think that honestly, the best part, if I'm going to pick someone on the U.S. team to win, I think Morikawa might be the guy that I would put my money on, because he's played well all year. And he is a major champion. He knows how to win these type of events. He knows how to deal with the pressure. It will not be something that's new or you know, unfamiliar to him by any means. But I don't think that we're going to see someone from the U.S. take this home. I am almost certain that it will be, you know, one of these other top guys, because it could literally be anyone in this list that I'm looking at right now. Like, it could be Corey Connors. It could be a Victor Hovland. It could certainly be a Neiman, who's someone that I absolutely have my eyes on. It could obviously be a Rahm or, you know, or a Rory. But the U.S. guy, I mean, what's the probability that we win all four majors and the gold medal? Like, just from an analytical and statistical perspective. That would be insane. I hope we do. Don't get me wrong. I hope Morikawa goes out there and absolutely dices it up and tears this place apart. But just when you look at everything and how it adds up between playing overseas, between burnout from the season, it's difficult for me to see someone beating out this other list of guys. But, you know, we'll see. We'll certainly see.
Hey, you referenced it, and I didn't see it. I stepped away Sunday at one point. Scheffler hit a drive 75 yards. Describe what happened, because I missed it. And I haven't even gone on YouTube looking for it. I'm sure it's there. What happened?
75 might have been a bit of an exaggeration. It was a complete and utter shank, though. I think that I did read that it did not pass the red tees, so it might have been 75 yards. But it looked like he was just trying to hit a stinger and topped it.
Wow.
It dropped his club, turned around in like you know how it is with these golfers. They do something that is, you know, somewhat human, and they are, you know, looking around like the world is blown up around them. I mean, it's obviously an anomaly. I don't think I've ever seen Scottie Scheffler do that. I think the only honest other pro that I've ever seen really do that is Molinari, and DeChambeau once. I forget what tournament it was at, but yeah, it was crazy, especially because, you know, Scottie obviously has a very unique swing, in how he, you know, the Scheffler shuffle, as they say. It's a bit of a tongue twister. But it was just, it was so weird, man. I had to do like a triple take. I was like, did that just, what just happened? It actually, I swear, it literally looked like something that I have done a thousand times.
I know.
A thousand times.
Listen, it happens more on tour than you know. You know, the camera never blinks. When the camera picks it up among an elite player, but it happens more than you think. I'm going to date myself here, but 1988 at the U.S. Open at Brookline in Massachusetts, suburban Boston, the country club, Payne Stewart, the late Payne Stewart, and little did we know a few years later he would die horrifically in a terrible tragedy. But he was in the middle of a fairway, and I was, you know, media credentialed, and we were inside the ropes at one of the crossing places, and his ball had a funky lie, I'll give you that. It had a funky lie, like in a divot or something. But, you know, he was talking to his caddy about the lie, and he talked himself in to what I have never seen. You know, we call it a worm burner, or, you know, he topped the ball. But he swung and damn near missed the ball and literally topped it, and the ball went about 40 feet. Not 10 yards. Literally topped it. It was unbelievable. I mean, we just sat there, and the crowd just let out a, like they couldn't believe it. So I've seen it before, and it's just – and when it happens, don't you just sit there going – I mean, I felt good at it. I said, wow, it could even happen to the greatest players in the world. That's
how crazy.
I felt.
It was insane, especially someone of Scheffler's nature, where, like, he doesn't make those mistakes ever. Like, this is probably the first time I've seen him hit a shot like this in the last 5 years since he really broke out. And obviously, you know, you Google Scheffler shank, and there's only one video that's up there, and it's this one. So,
One thing I like to do on the radio is write a newspaper headline when the Olympics are all over. Write a headline for any paper in the U.S. of what it'll be. Mine is going to be Ledecky brings home the gold. She laps the fields in Paris. I think she's going to be front and center, the biggest story to emanate out of France, Paris, for the United States fans in our country. I think it's going to be Ledecky. What about you? You don't have to give me a headline, but give me an individual or a sport that may carry the torch for us back home. Let me hear.
I'm a little nervous about the U.S. basketball team. I think our headline might be that we don't get it done. Yeah, it's.
Wow.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that, and it might piss people off, but I don't like what I'm seeing, man. And they seem super lackadaisical, and like they are expecting to win. You know, they don't have a Kobe on this team for me. Like, obviously LeBron's LeBron and everything, but they don't have that guy that is like, this is serious, this is business. You know, we're not here to have fun. We're not here to take videos on the plane and in restaurants and on the tube. We're here to win, and I feel like we lack that presence.
Good job. Listen, we appreciate it. We are out of time. Tyler, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Appreciate you, bud. Good job out of you.
Thank you, my friend. Talk tomorrow.
All right. What we're talking about, Tube Talk, Streaming and Screaming, coming up here. We'll have DJ Shields in Charlotte at ACC Football Media Days coming up tomorrow. Adios.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, rolling on into the wee hours of the morning. Jeff and Jen coming up. Look forward to it. They'll give us some great. And Dominic Jimenez, our outstanding producer, has given me some Snoop Dogg YouTube. So this will be a treat. I'm stunned. I have nothing against Snoop Dogg. I don't know. I mean, I've seen him on a lot of TV commercials. I've seen him on the beer commercials. We saw him at the Super Bowl back in, I want to say it was 03 in Houston. We stayed at that hotel out at Hobby in Houston. The game was at what is now NRG. And, you know, the word, you know, inside the Starbucks there was, hey, Snoop Dogg's here. And I didn't see him. My sister and brother-in-law did, and they were all excited about him. So there you go. But I won't be watching. I'll watch a little Snoop Dogg tonight. I want to see these videos because they look like they're funny. But anyways, it's baseball, right? I mean, you got to get into it a little bit. I mean, Yankees, Mets, I'll give it a glance. Levine said he's got no interest, and he grew up in New York. That surprised me a little bit. Red Sox, Rockies last night. You know, I did the Sports in 60 thing on the, you know, the Phantom runner that they place at second. The ghost runner out at second in extra inning games, and wow, Red Sox, crazy. 5-5 going into 10 innings, 7-5 Red Sox, 7-7 Rockies, 8-7 Red Sox, 8-8 Rockies, 9-8 Rockies final. It's great. I love it. And I'm probably in a decided minority. A lot of people I know, the quote-unquote traditionalist baseball fans, they hate it. Listen, I don't like sitting through 15, 18 inning games. I just don't. Now, that one playoff game that year we had, what was it, Red Sox and Astros? I was into that. Or whoever it was. Maybe it was Astros, not the Red Sox. Somebody else. Went on forever. I think it was Astros and Texas Rangers. I loved it. 18 innings, 1-0 game. Can't make it up. All right, good job out of the whole crew, Tyler Levine. And for Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned throughout the night on Sports Byline. Adios.